Type design is an ancient art enjoying a renaissance in the computer age. The specificities of writing systems that were once passed down from master to apprentice can now be worked with by designers anywhere in the world who have the patience and the talent to take on a foreign script. One such designer is David Brezina, one of the founders of the Brno type foundry Rosetta. In 2008, his Scholar type family received international recognition, and he is now working on a font for the Gujarati writing system, used by over 60 million people in the Indian subcontinent. When he came to our studio recently, I asked him how he became interested in type design in the first place.
It just came gradually. I think some 10-7 years ago I started realizing that there must be some people designing these things, and I started looking into it, and then I just start doing it in order to learn about it, and then I realized, hey, I like doing this, let's do it a little more. I wasn't fascinated by letter forms in my childhood, nothing like that. It just came a bit late, I guess. So I like playing with curves, because when you draw letters you need to draw really nice smooth curves, and it's like sort of a meditation. So that's what I think I like most about type design.
And you also teach typography.
Yes.
It's such a subtle art. You know, a letter is a letter, and it's only these very tiny differences that make all the difference in between different fonts. There's so much feeling involved in that. How do you teach it to other people?
I guess you need to have a special mindset to become a type designer. You need to have attention to detail, but also the ability to look from distance at the thing, if what you have done actually matters, sort of keeping the big picture. And these things you cannot really teach. You can point the students toward this, but you cannot really teach them. What I try to do is I try to help students make it work, make the typefaces look consistent, have a sort of good functional qualities, but the rest is like up to them.
Maybe one thing that probably a lot of people don't appreciate about your work, that it's not just sitting down and making something that's appealing to you and to your customer, but it involves a tremendous amount of research a lot of the time, I assume. Mm. You've already done several scripts in languages which I assume you don't speak, like Greek or Armenian.
Yes.
This work takes a great deal of research. What all does that involve?
This specifically, yes.
I assume you don't have to learn the language itself, but you do have to do a lot of work understanding the system, especially
yes.
with something like Gujarati.
Mm. Yeah. What you need to do is expose yourself to as much material as possible, as well as historical, I don't know, such as manuscripts or first prints, and then all the lineup. And then to contemporary stuff as well. So you need to look in newspapers, books, what typefaces they use, how they work, and so on. And then you need to learn a lot about the writing system itself, which is, in case of Gujarati, quite a challenge, because it's a syllabic system. So you need to learn how the syllables are formed, how they connect, and so on.
And there's many, many dozens of them. In Gujarati, many dozens of characters.
I think I will need to design like 200, 500, something like that, of glyphs or characters.
And they have to fit together in every conceivable working order. So that seems almost like an impossible task when you don't speak the language yourself.
Well, that's one advantage you probably can get from the language, that you can predict the combinations which are meaningful and which are not. But it's not so difficult to figure out without knowing the language. You can run some statistics, or you can ask some people who can read the language and print them some samples, and they would point out, hey, this is not working, this is working. And also you can kind of predict what can happen.
The Gujarati language isn't the only language that uses the Gujarati script. Is that right?
I think there are some minor languages which use it, but Gujarati is the dominant one.
And do you have to take them into consideration as well?
Yes. Well, this is more interesting for Devanagari, which is used for Hindi, Marathi, Nepali, and Sanskrit, where if you want to, and some more languages, if you want to support, say, Marathi, you ought to add few more characters in order to make it work, or consider different combinations and so on.
And so why Gujarati? Why did you decide to get it, to begin working on a script for that system?
I think it's simply I like it on a very superficial level. It's much simpler than Devanagari, and it's one of the easiest scripts from the Indian subcontinent. I don't know, Bengali and Tamil, they are much more visually complex, and they seem to me too difficult to start with. So I thought, well, this is nice. And then I realized that I actually like it very much, because it's a really good script. It's difficult to explain, but when you work with some other scripts, you realize, with some other Indian scripts, you realize that they carry so much of a legacy, and it seems like this is so not practical. Why they don't do it different way? And then you realize that, hey, Gujarati is doing it the different way, and it was a good choice at some point in the history to do it that way. So.
And is it not daunting to try to imagine what 60 million potential users of this script might like? Because obviously, even through all your research, you can't know everything that they're used to.
Mm. There are two aspects of it. I try not to think about it too much, and I'm not enforcing this particular font. I'm not enforcing if they like it, they come and they buy it, so that's good. And the other aspect is there are so few good Gujarati typefaces that doing anything new is a good step. So it's extending, let's say, the typographic language of the script. So I think it's really important to try, at least. And there is not enough knowledge in Gujarat itself about the script. And in a sense, they don't know much about type design for their own script. This may sound a bit, I don't know, arrogant from me to say, but there really needs to be a discussion about it, and maybe some governmental incentives towards the script. Otherwise, it will look as bad as it looks today.
In your research into Gujarati and other languages like Greek and languages that use Cyrillic, what is that depth of exploration of different writing systems brought you personally? I mean, in Czech they say the more languages you speak, the more you are of a man. This would be similar, I would expect.
There is something about it. It helped me to rethink my view of type design. I wouldn't be perhaps so rigid about my Latin designs. Yeah, and about the methodology, it's certainly really helpful, and it's good inspiration. In a way, I borrowed something from Gujarati into my Italic. It's very hidden, invisible, but there is something about it that I designed the Italic for my Latin design after I played with Gujarati, and then I carried it back. So in this sense, yes, it's quite fun. And it's very useful when you are explaining students things about type design. Thanks to the fact that I know more scripts, I can be, let's say, more careful, or I could put it in a way that they wouldn't end up being just Latin designers. They would easily transfer their skills towards some other script.
It makes me wonder, is there a kind of globalization of writing systems occurring at a very slow rate through this kind of multicultural, multilinguistic designing?
It's very tricky. You need to be super careful when you're designing, say, for Devanagari. You need to be careful about not bringing your Latin preconceptions into it. But it can be done. You can educate yourself about the script, and you can learn, okay, they don't have a concept of serif. They don't have this idea of some specific terminals and some features, and it aligns from top to bottom, not from bottom to top, and things like that. But you'd still hear people saying, hey, you are a foreigner, you are sort of influencing other script. But then you notice that, especially in India, what is happening is that the dominant language, that is Hindi, and writing system is Devanagari, is influencing the other scripts. So particularly in Gujarati, you can see that the Indian designers, maybe even Gujarati designers, are borrowing shapes from the other script. So there is like a sometimes great mixture of things. So yeah, you need to be careful, but they are kind of used to it, to this blending. I don't think it's right. I think it shouldn't happen, on an individual basis. You know, the one designer can spoil everything, so it takes a great responsibility. But it is happening. So,
do you feel the sky's the limit, and you could work even on Korean or Japanese type fonts, or some things impossible?
These things. I'm not sure about Korean, but Japanese and Chinese, these things are typically team projects. And I said to myself, look, do just few things right instead of exploring the whole world. So I think at some point I will start either collaborating with people, which in fact I already started with the Devanagari, or I will just not go into that area. It's crazy. It's such an amount of work.